This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 8 minutes, and we're about 2 minutes from reacquiring the command module Endeavour, assuming that the circularization burn was performed on time. Endeavour should be behind, but above the lunar module Falcon. The higher orbit that the command module would be in would cause it to pop around the corner, so to speak, sooner and come into view of radio antennas. About 2 minutes prior to the time we'll acquire the signal from the lunar module. Just a few minutes ago, Flight Director Glenn Lunny again reviewed the status of the mission with each of his flight controllers and pointed out that the major activity on this revolution, the last revolution prior to the powered descent, will be the landmark tracking, which Al Worden will be performing in the command module. Worden will be taking marks through the scanning telescope in the command module on a 1,000-foot diameter crater called Index Crater, which is in the landing ellipse. The marks that he takes on this crater are telemetered to ground, where we feed them into the computers in mission control, and from that compute new orbits for both the command module and the lunar module, and also compute these orbits with respect to the precise location of the landing site. This information is then fed into the lunar module guidance system, to the guidance computer on the LEM, just prior to the powered descent. Should we not get the landmark tracking on this revolution, the preference would be to wait for one revolution to do the lunar landing, slip the landing one revolution, and attempt to get the landmark tracking on the 14th revolution. At this point, we would see no reason for not accomplishing successfully the landmark tracking on this revolution. And we have had acquisition of signal from the command module, which indicates that we did get the circularization burn. At the present time, our radio signal strength from the command module is still too weak to permit voice communications. We are starting to get some telemetry data. And we're about 40 seconds away from reacquiring the lunar module Falcon. ENCO says we appear to have lost contact. Madrid reported we had a momentary acquisition of signal, which has since dropped out.
Houston, standing by for your burn status. Endeavour, Houston, standing by for burn status.
Hello, Houston, Endeavour. Raj, stand by one.
Roger, Roger, Al.
Okay, Houston, the burn got off on time. Burn time 4 seconds. VGX 0009, and I trimmed that to zero at roll of zero, pitch of 107, and yaw 358. VGX was plus all zeros, VGY was plus all zeros, VGD was minus 00005. Delta VC was minus 11.2. Fuel was 29.25, oxidizer 29.15, and unbalanced meter was decreased 50. And I've got me in a 65.2 by 54.8.
Okay, Al, we got everything except the item after the burn time.
Roger. The VGX at shutdown was minus 0.9.
Okay, we copy. And Al, I'm ready to give you a P24 pad when you're ready to copy.
Okay, Ed, go ahead.
Arch 15-1. T1 102-3727. T2 4217. TCA 4357. T3 4445. The attitude is nominal, and you'll be off track 3 miles to the north.
Roger, understand. 24 landmark tracking pad, target 15-1, T1 102-3727, 4217, 4357, 4445. Nominal attitude, off track north 3 miles.
Good read back.
Roger.
Ed, I have some AGS CAL numbers for you.
Okay, Falcon, ready to copy?
Roger, the initial values, plus 02, minus 04, plus 03, plus 02, plus 90, minus 07. CAL values, plus 02, minus 04, plus 02, plus 21, plus 8-1 and minus 1-5.
Copied all of them. Those numbers look good.
And Houston Falcon, Rocket. We're ready to go with the dip. Okay, and we're ready to go with the dip press and check out anytime you are.
Okay, we're ready. Press on.
Roger.
Endeavour Houston, give us narrow, please, on your high gain.